On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says South Africa is one of the two countries in the world where people still pay cash for healthcare services. Motsoaledi says this method, also referred to as fee-for-service, must be eradicated. He was speaking at a briefing on progress in implementing the recommendations of Health Market Inquiry into the private healthcare sector. The minister says other ways of accessing healthcare must be explored as the fee-for-service method is one of the drivers of inflation.
It is for this reason that in 2009, the World Health Organization declared the US and South Africa as outliers, and the two outliers are now fighting at the moment. But the World Organization said, you are the same. You are outlying me because you are doing what other countries are not doing, meaning relying mostly on cash and private medical aid to pay for health.
A public meeting on a proposed development of a logistics park in the south of Durban has come to an abrupt end. A consultation process on the amendment of the land use scheme had been scheduled to start today at a Clarewood Community Hall. But the chairperson of the Ratepayers Association there says residents walked out of frustration around what they feel to be a lack of information. Etiquini Municipality invited the community to submit written objections before the 8th of April. A link to the nearly 600-page document has been publicly shared, but Rishi Singh of the Ratepayers Association says it's too technical for the community to understand.
We have to read it, digest it, give it to our superiors to understand the document. So we're telling you to postpone all meeting with today and the other two that they got until we are ready for them. Until such time, we say no meeting because we have a court case with the council at High Court regarding zoning of Clarewood. So we believe that this is premature.
The Bluff Ratepayers and Residents Association is also opposing the proposal. It's concerned that once Clarewood is developed, the Bluff could be next. The association's Alison Schumann says certain demands must be met before development can proceed.
As a probable solution, we have suggested there must be a flyover from the M4 directly into the Bluff area that will eliminate residents having to navigate the road with all these big trucks around them.
The city has assured residents it's not rezoning land, but rather providing a framework to guide future development. It adds that the amendment aims to create a logistics park supporting the port of Durban. In Gauteng, Gautrain says repairs to the tunnel section between Rosebank and Park Station have been safely completed over the weekend. Illegal drilling activity on a private property located above the tunnel caused damage to the tunnel. It resulted in water and soil seeping into the tunnel, leading to the suspension of the train service. The top story this hour, Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says South Africa is one of two countries in the world where people still pay cash for healthcare services. He says this method must be eradicated. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.